Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Former U.S. Senator and vice presidential nominee Joe Lieberman has passed away at the age of 82. His family says he died from complications following a fall. He was a longtime senator for Connecticut, known as the first Jewish American to receive a nomination on the ticket of a major party. So during his 24-year Senate tenure, he was selected to be Al Gore's running mate. That was back in 2000. And then 4 years after losing that, he tried to secure a Democratic presidential nomination, but was unsuccessful in that as well.
Yeah. You know, I was always mixed on Lieberman. I mean, he clearly was a member of a party I didn't support. There were times when he made a lot more common sense than a whole lot of other people in his party. That didn't mean I would ever have voted for him, but I'm sad to hear that he passed away, particularly since it was clearly unexpected. I mean, he wasn't young at 82, but it was a fall that claimed his life, right?
Yeah. Some sort. It's complications from a fall. I don't know. That is sad. All right, Meta, which of course is the company that owns Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, is rolling out some changes to reduce the amount of political content that you see on the apps. The company initially announced this last month that it would stop proactively recommending political content from accounts that users don't already follow. The changes just started rolling out within the last week, so you're still going to see political content from users that you follow, just not from users you don't follow. Meta says these changes will roll out on Facebook at a later date.
Is that the same as saying if they're not going to filter political content? Because that's what they've been doing before.
Well,
what about ads?
Or letting political content go that they agree with and not letting it go if they don't. I mean, that's what I want them to commit to, right?
Surely they're still going to show ads, which then they can cater that. I mean, they still have control over that.
All I know is when I hear later date for Facebook, I think later date. After the election?
Probably, yeah. When are they going to start that? That's a good point, Ethan. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
All right, Subaru recalling more than 118,000 SUVs and sedans after they discovered an issue that stops the airbag from deploying. Don't you love to hear that? The recall covers certain Outback and Legacy models produced between 2020 and 2022. Dealers have to replace the ODS sensors on the front passenger seat to fix this issue and make sure the airbags deploy in a crash.
Wow.
What's up with all that's these recalls?
I don't know.
Doesn't it seem like there's been a lot?
Yeah, maybe.
What kind
certainly
of
Hyundai
is?
Or this is a Subaru,
yeah,
which
Subaru.
Is
wow.
They're pretty well known for
safety.
Safety and crashes, I would think. Anyway. See a lot of them in national parks.
Yeah, oh yeah.
All over the place.
All right, 7 years after the last Pirates of the Caribbean movie, the franchise is getting a reboot. The producer told comicbook.com about the plans, but wouldn't say anything about the new storyline or any of the actors involved. But he supposedly said back in 2022 that Johnny Depp, who of course played Captain Jack Sparrow in all five of the previous movies, was unlikely to be playing that character again.
What's it going to be without Johnny Depp in it? Why can't they come up with new ideas?
It drives me nuts. And this one wasn't even that long ago.
Yeah.
Why are we remaking it already? I don't get it.
Like Roadhouse. I read they're remaking Roadhouse. They remade Roadhouse.
It's on Amazon. Yeah.
Do you think that after all of the stuff with that happened with Amber Heard, maybe I think that was the main reason all of that was going on. They said he wouldn't be involved. Maybe since that's all in the past now and he won, maybe that changes. But I can't imagine watching anything Pirates of the Caribbean without Johnny Depp.
Correct.
He is the heart of it. He's the center of it. It just, I can't do it.
I'm with you.
The first one was 23 years ago.
Was it really?
Okay, maybe if time flies. Thank you for that, Carl. Oops.
All right, I just want to apologize to anyone eating breakfast, but I have to share this story. Starting this year, anyone climbing Mount Everest will have to carry their poop back down the mountain with them in an effort to decrease pollution.
That's good to know.
I know, Sue, you plan to climb Everest. That's why I'm sharing this story. The vice president of the Everest Summiteers Association says the human waste problem on the mountain is a big issue and was polluting the mountain environment. Here's how it's going to work. Each climber will be given two bags that can be used six times each. Nepal gave out 478 permits to climb the peak last year. 12 people died. 5 remain missing.
Jeez.
They can only find.
They're like 200 dead people littering the trail on the way up there. Did you? I read that the other day. There
That's
are dead bodies everywhere.
Because they can't.
They can't bring them
move
down.
Them.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do some math here. 6 per bag. How long does a trip take to climb Everest?
Thank you.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Depends on your skill level, Ethan. I guess apparently.
And if you
maybe it's
die.
All that pressure at a high altitude that contributes to it.
Better take something to constipate you
so
you don't have to go
very often. There's number 12. What now?
But it does make sense, right? I mean, there is some reason to it. It's just ew.
Yeah, but how are you going to contain the smell?
But I remember when we went, I hiked on the Tetons when I was in middle school. I went to science camp, believe it or not.
Nice.
And we were told that was called taking a bear. And if you had to go number one, it was taking a coyote. And if you had to go take a bear, you had to dig a hole and bury it.
But you can't do that on Everest.
So why? Okay, well.
Because it's frozen.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Wow.
Taking a bear.
Here's a thought.
I never took
one
out, just a coyote.
Who came
the
out
the
with
guys
that?
Were all like, I'm going to go take a bear. They thought it was so funny. This is like, we're seventh
what
graders.
What seventh grade gym teacher came up with that? Because that's where that came from.
They just wanted to be able to say that they were taking a bear.
I'm going to tell that to my roommates later.
No kidding. Thank you.
All right, you've probably heard people talking about the upcoming solar eclipse. That's on April 8th. But some businesses are really trying to capitalize on this. So Sonic selling a limited time blackout slushy float to try to celebrate. You get a free pair of those eclipse glasses with the purchase. By the way, you need those eclipse glasses.
Hard to find.
Smoothie King's going to have a special Eclipse Berry Blitz smoothie. Then this week, Oreo is going to have a limited edition space dunk cookie with layers of blue and pink cosmic cream.
Wow. And the bars are going to have a blackout special.
Oh, there's a blackout special every weekend at the
every
bars.
Every weekend.
No need for the eclipse.
Bar of your choice. All right. Nice. All right. Coming up, we're going to get Senator Ben Brown talking about his bill to ban ranked choice voting. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.